Matt Greenwood returning on KJF Sports Talk with a pair of DeSoto girls basketball players who are going to continue their playing days at Jefferson College. Introducing to you Kendall Boyer and Rose Thomas, really good friends on the court, off the court, and well, soon to be Jefferson College teammates, just like they were at DeSoto. So, ladies, welcome on, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's. I'm just going to throw a question out there, and whoever wants to answer first can totally do it. But Jefferson College is nearby, obviously, and I imagine that kind of factored into to y'all's decision to both go there. But whoever wants to step up first, just tell me why Jefferson College was the fit for you.
I think it was a good fit for both of us, actually, because we're both very family-oriented, and all of our family likes coming to the game, so I feel like it's just closer for them. And I think it's going to be a lot easier for them to come to, like, all of our games and stuff because it'll be closer.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, that's most of the reason why I went, too, because not only that, but it's also a stepping stone to get us to higher places than we could if we would have went somewhere right off the bat.
Very true. And that was Rose that just spoke?
Yes.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that for our listeners. You know, playing basketball at DeSoto, it's a fun thing. I mean, Coach Rawls has been y'all's head coach for quite a while now, and a very passionate guy about not only the sport but his players as well. Your thoughts, or not necessarily your thoughts, but sort of how did Coach Rawls factor into the process of you guys choosing Jefferson College? Did he have a big say in that?
Well, I was going through like a bunch of different colleges that I was thinking of, and he was like helping me get in touch with the coaches and stuff. And Jeffco wasn't really like one of my options at first, but after I started talking about him and how it would be better for my whole family if I would go there, and it would be better just in general, then I decided that it was probably my best option. So he helped me like talk to the coaches and everything, and helped me guess get ready to sign.
And with me, it wasn't actually Rawls that introduced me to the coaches. It was Mr. Miller, who's actually a former varsity basketball coach that now coaches eighth grade at the junior high. And he really pushed me to strive and talk to the coaches and push myself and go and play college basketball.
Okay, very well. All right, for our listeners, I think we've established that Kendall will be answering first and Rose will be answering second. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, although they both answered at the same time there. All right. I know following DeSoto girls basketball, you know, there's been some struggles here and there, but this year you guys really turned it around, and I know, Kendall, we've had this conversation. You were so, so close in that district game against North County, so, so close to, you know, advancing and potentially, you know, winning a district title. And I know it didn't quite work out in the end for you guys, but, you know, it was certainly something, a good, in my opinion, a good way to sort of show the fans just how far you guys came. Well, was that an emphasis for you guys going into this season, was to prove that, you know, DeSoto girls basketball is building up towards something?
Yeah, I think we definitely had something to prove this season. Even, like, at the beginning, we weren't exactly all getting along just yet, but once we did, we really, like, clicked, and it was we definitely had something to prove.
Yeah, I feel like towards the end of the season, we all, like, understood each other, and finally, after all those games, we finally realized how each other worked and, like, worked together and what to expect from one another. But I feel like everybody as a whole stepped up at the last game, because when Rawls put us in, he told us what to do and when to do it. And as we were doing it, it just was working and working. And the last few minutes is probably what cost us the game, but we all continued to do what we were told the whole way through and pushed each other. So, yeah.
All right. I'm going to actually address this question to you, Rose, because, again, Kendall and I have talked a couple of times about this. Kendall, this year, got to 1,000 rebounds, but before that, she got to 1,000 points. And Rose Thomas, you are the one that assisted on that 1,000th point bucket. Kendall was pretty excited to have you, a good friend of hers, be the one to sort of get her to that milestone. What about you, Rose? How awesome of an experience was it for you to be able to do that for her?
I've honestly probably have told everybody that I was the one to get that assist. I was so excited. Me and Kendall work a lot together on the post. I mean, we're like a dynamic duo. And, I mean, I was so excited. And she told me before the game, she goes, if you're the one that gives me the assist, you better come over and hug me. So I ran over there and hugged her because I thought maybe they would stop the game because we all talked about it before the thing. And they didn't stop the game. And then Abby Rickerman was going down for a layup on my side of the court where I should have been because I believe we were in 3-2. And so I was busting my butt to get back there, and I kind of fouled and had to sit right after. But it was so worth it. I was so happy. I mean, we've been working all year towards this together. And I was wide open, and I could have shot it, but I saw Kendall, and I was like, this is our chance. It went straight from our other best friend, Caitlin McGinnity, to me without hesitation, and then I just chucked it to her and prayed for the best.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And you know what? You probably chucked the ball to her quite a bit this year and kind of knew that you were going to get the points that you guys needed to stay in games and potentially win some games. This opportunity for you guys to stay close to home, to go to Jefferson College, continue your basketball playing days. I know it's very important for a lot of kids around this area to kind of stay close to home. You guys are obviously all different, but I do get the sense that being still in Missouri and your home is kind of where a lot of the athletes around here are more comfortable. Did you guys ever, let's see how to put this, did you guys ever consider, you know, moving outside of Missouri initially? Was your first reaction to the idea of graduating high school and moving on to college, was it to go far away or was it to stay nearby?
I could never really decide if I wanted to go far away or not. Like, I've had coaches text me and email me asking me to come look at other campuses and stuff, but I always kind of knew that I wanted to stay close, but I didn't exactly know how close because my older sister, she goes 4 hours away, and so I didn't want to make it that far because I still wanted my family to be there at my games. So I just feel like Jeffco is probably the closest that all my family could still go to.
And I originally didn't even want to play basketball in college, but the last 2 years, I had a great principal last year, Mr. Rickerman, and he pushed me last year. I thought about quitting last year, and he pushed me to stay on. And originally, I was just going to go to UTM, University of Tennessee in Martin, and just pursue nursing. And then I went to Murray State and toured there, so I've always thought about going outside, but then something's happened, and I decided to stay in for 2 years, and so I kind of decided I was going to go to Jeffco anyway, but then I had other colleges reach out to me that were out of state for basketball, and I kind of thought about those, but whenever I had the chance to go to Jeffco, I knew it was the right decision.
All right, very well, Rose. All right, I guess sort of a last couple of questions here for you ladies as we're speaking to Kendall Boyer and Rose Thomas of DeSoto Girls Basketball, who both are going to be playing basketball at Jefferson College next year. Ashley McGee is the head coach over there, and obviously not just coaching on the floor, but also recruiting and scouting and all that stuff. And in terms of Coach McGee, what do you guys think about her?
I think she's going to be a fun person to work with. She seems really relatable and stuff, and I feel like she has a lot of experience, so she can help us grow as players.
And I agree with that. I mean, the other day I was just at open gym, and I can't participate right now because I have a foot injury, but I was there, and they were one player short to scrimmage, so she hopped right in there and started scrimmaging with them. And, I mean, I watched her. She's a fun lady, and I feel like it's going to be fun.
Rose, I just love your answers. You're fun to listen to. All right, so last question for you both. Again, your DeSoto high school careers will be wrapping up here in probably just a couple of weeks with graduation, if not a little bit sooner. But just the final message from you, Kendall, first, and then Rose, you can follow her. Just sort of your final message to to those that have helped you get to where you guys are currently?
I mean, there's a lot of people I would like to thank for where I am now, especially my coaches and the players that have pushed me to, I guess, just be confident in what I'm doing on the court and even what I'm doing off the court. And my family has also been a big influence with all of my decisions for colleges and college basketball. And I just really like to thank everyone for how much they've helped me.
And I would like to thank everybody since third grade whenever I started playing. My coaches back then, and then everybody up that supported me, my family especially. And then, like, the people, because the last 2 years I've thought about quitting, like I've said before, and I had Mr. Rickerman I could count on every time. This year, whenever I thought about quitting, I just emailed him, and I talked to him a little bit on the phone, and we talked about it, and I worked things out to where I felt better about it, because I've played this sport since third grade, so I've loved it. So I'd especially like to thank those people, because I definitely would not be here if I would have quit. And my family, my mom, I mean, I get injured a lot, so she's always there for me in the hospital whenever I get injured. I have a shoulder problem, so she's always there helping me. So, and probably most of all my coaches.
All right, very well. And ladies, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, obviously, Rose, you did say just a few moments ago that you're interested in nursing. Is that still something for you?
Yeah, I actually, today, I had a graduation thing from ATS, the Area Technical School, because I've been going there to get my CNA. So I'm actually going to start a job at a nursing home in Festus here soon. So.
All right, very cool. And Kendall, what about you?
I would like to be a biologist. And so I think I'm going to start at DREFCO and get my 2 years and then transfer to probably Murray State to study marine biology.
Which is also where I'm planning on going now. So we're probably going to stay together in room.
All right, that's awesome. Again, Rose Thomas, Kendall Boyer, DeSoto Girls basketball players that have officially signed and will be playing for Action McGee at Jefferson College. So if you want to see them play basketball, they're only a hop and a skip away. So, ladies, congratulations on being able to further your careers, your basketball playing careers at Jefferson College, and we wish you the best of luck in all of your future endeavors.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, that is all the time we have for KJS Sports Talk this afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We've got Hillsborough Festus baseball, crossing our fingers, weather permitting. We'll have Hillsborough Festus baseball on tomorrow at 4:30 right here on KJFF. Have a safe Thursday.